Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, August 3rd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. State Department has ordered a partial evacuation of government employees and their families in the West African country of Niger. The move comes amid concerns tensions there could escalate after a military junta detained the country's president last week. Earlier this week, European governments began evacuating their citizens from Niger after the coup triggered a standoff between Russia's allies in the region and countries that have worked more closely with the West. In Washington, former President Donald Trump today is expected to make his initial appearance in the case that accuses him of a criminal scheme to stay in power after his 2020 election defeat. No date has yet been set for the trial in the second federal criminal case against Trump under the Biden administration. The former president has denied any wrongdoing. Anheuser-Busch InBev, the maker of Bud Light, said U.S. sales and profit plunged as drinkers abandoned that beer brand after a social media collaboration involving a transgender influencer sparked an uproar among consumers. The world's largest brewer attributed the drop in quarterly profit to a loss of market share, as well as increased spending on marketing and support for distributors who have been battered by Bud Light's slump. The company earlier this year responded to the controversy surrounding the brand by putting the marketing executives who oversaw the collaboration on leave. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly lower, and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures declined ahead of weekly jobless claims due out this morning, and a slew of earnings from the likes of Apple, Amazon, Coinbase, Moderna, and Warner Brothers Discovery. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.